Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Clicking Balls. This is our 2019 season preview for the Gold Coast Suns. And we'll start our previews with going through a little bit of their 2018 to cover it up and see their setup for the next year. And with Gold Coast, they finished 17th with just the 4 wins. But did they show you anything?
They showed me that if you're the captain, you're probably walking out on the club.
It became a bit of an ongoing joke all year for them. And I think once Tommy Lynch got injured mid-year or close to mid-year,
yeah.
It got embarrassing for them off-field as much as anything.
But, yeah. You know, it was an interrupted season for them, though. I don't think it made any difference whatsoever.
No.
But they had come with games on, didn't have access to their home ground or home facilities or their little home because they were away on the road for 9 weeks.
Well, the thing is, too, in the past, the argument's been, you know, they're working out of temporary buildings and, you know, they got
whatever,
you know, the little tiny sheds, and their masseuse is just an old Italian bloke who used to cut hair. But now they've got the best facilities in the nation, so what the fuck?
Well, I mean, they didn't straight away. But
no, no, but halfway through the season.
Through the season, yeah. I think the horse had bolted well and truly by then.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously it was Dewey's first year in charge up there as well. But at least they played in some good games. I mean, they had great games against Brisbane. I mean, we may as well go into their highs because there weren't that many.
No,
but
no,
they were very competitive in some games.
Well, yeah. And their highs would also be that no one seemed to be getting caught getting high, which
unusual for them.
Unusual. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I feel like their high was being able to Airbnb their houses out for, you know, nine weeks and make some cash.
Well, there was the 2 weeks they played Frio and West Coast back-to-back over there and sold one of their games to Frio, which is...
Yeah.
They stayed over there, didn't they?
They stay there for the week, which is unusual, but it's not like they'll, you know, winning games at home anyway.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah. So, well, most of them didn't want to be home anyway. They prefer to be somewhere else.
Somewhere else where they might get recognised.
Yeah.
They had a big come from behind win against the Sydney Swans in Sydney.
That's right. Yeah.
Now it was a little bit of a thing that Sydney were easier to beat at home than they were away.
Yeah.
However, they were 5 goals down in the third quarter.
Yeah, and I don't think Sydney are ever easy to beat.
No, but no. But, I mean, they lost more home games this year than away games, I think.
So, but the Gold Coast did earn this victory.
Absolutely they did. And it was a thrilling last quarter and a half from them.
Hmm.
You know, they looked dangerous.
And I feel like there was a lot of pressure off that team without Abbott there. Apparently there was a bit of a division in the change rooms. The haves and the have-nots.
Well, that and he was taking up half the salary cap.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, other people also, when you're not someone of the caliber of Ablett surrounded by kids,
yeah,
obviously you don't want to step on his toes, you don't want to get in the way, which will affect how you play your game. It sort of might curb development because Ablett, from all, you know, people who are inside or who know about it, isn't much of a leader. He's just a fucking talented player.
Yeah. Train smart is how Campbell Brown used to describe it, which really means he doesn't need to.
Yeah, he went to the Charles Barkley School of Fitness.
Exactly, exactly.
But if you're a young lad and you come into that squad, you've got two options. You can either join the coke sniffing crazies
or the God squad.
Or the God squad. And you're like, fuck me, God. I'm not going that hard, but I'm not going that soft there
and
either.
And in Gary's last year up there too, there was a lot of rumours that, you know, I'm too sore this week.
Yeah.
You know, and just really didn't care towards the end. And I know, kind of, who could blame him, but anyway. Did they have other highs this year? I mean, the other high I had was didn't finish last.
Yeah, that's always a win. Yeah. They had, I mean, had some players that show good promise, but then they got rid of them, so it's kind of cancels each other out.
Even though they lost both their captains, and I mean, that's the obvious low, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
They made the most of it through draft picks. You know, what they got back out of losing both captains
was
positive at least.
That's the worst thing. I would have said the high being that May emerging as an on-field leader and, you know, the whole, no, I'm sticking out, I'm staying here, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, no, fuck that.
Yeah. But was he really a leader on the field, or is just one of your cunts that you talk about?
I do like the pricks.
You love the prick.
And especially in teams that are losing. I like players who don't get used to losing.
Yeah.
I just like that we've got the soundbite, I love the pricks. That'll go great.
Does that like or love? We'll find out.
It doesn't matter.
On the next intro.
So the lows for the year, I mean, we cover the captains. It's one thing to lose one, but they've lost three captains in 2 years
into
other clubs, which, yeah, it really is a cleaning out of the decks. And like everyone said, you know, they're starting again. And that's why they went heavy in the draft this year, just to get all players that haven't been affected by the previous regimes or the previous goings-ons.
Or Asada.
They had a little run-in with them as well.
It's funny, they finished obviously above Carlton this year, but the draft picks are still way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah, of course.
Carlton, I think, have one and then 70 or something.
Yeah, something
Gold Coast have everything in between.
2, 3, 6, 9, 12.
2 to 69.
Yeah. If you judge the Suns by other Gold Coast teams, they're fucking doing great.
They're still alive.
Still kicking.
There's not many of them that are. But anyway, that'll be argued about for years to come. You know, why are they still there when they're never making money?
A year to come. I reckon they'll end up moving to Tasmania.
We know exactly why they're there. Because it's territory that isn't AFL.
Exactly.
Like, you can open an AFL team, but you're not winning new fans.
Yeah, I like how the defence is, you know, you've got to give them 20 years. I'm like, yeah, we'll come back in 20 years and they still won't be doing shit.
Yeah.
You still have to pump money into them because you don't want to admit you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so we'll go through their list then, because there's not much else to talk about the year. It's all pretty self-evident. They're at a hiding to nothing, and really, finishing 17th is probably one up from where most people thought they were going to finish.
Yep.
They did well in the NEFL.
Did they?
Well, yes, they did, and let's be honest, no one's going to check. No. So,
They're out Lynch and May. All you can say is for Lynch, they got pick 3, and I think they traded hard for pick 6 or something for May, didn't they? Or it might not have been that high, but it was another good pick. So they made the best of a bad situation there.
Yep.
And it was, I guess it's good in a way that they traded May.
I think it's a great trade. Like, I think I don't rate May that hardly as a talented footballer.
He's a good backman.
I don't think he's the most talented.
In a team that shit.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Brendan Goddard.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah. No, he's an unapologetic prick.
But rather than hang on to him for a year and go through another year of will he or won't he,
if
he's not going to sign on, no, you know what, we'll get rid of you now.
You need something better for him now than next year, for sure.
Matty Rosa has pulled up stumps.
It's been a while.
Is he 1 year or 2 years there? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
After coming across the West Coast. Again, a West Coast player, really.
Yeah.
Michael Barlow, who's a bloody good bloke by all accounts. He's lucky to start his career as late as he did.
Was he like 28, 26?
Nah, he's older than that.
32. No, when he started.
Oh, when he started. Yes, sorry. Yeah, when he started.
He's been around like 6 years, something like that.
He was a mature age.
Came out as a gun.
He really hit the ground running as a mature age. And
yeah.
Still play good footy for Gold Coast, but he's just not the age bracket that they need.
Yeah.
Lost Jack Scrimshaw, who was a former number 7 pick, but I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Well, I liked him leading up to the draft.
Yeah. I remember you said that when we went through
the draft, by all accounts, he got to Gold Coast and just got fucking lazy.
Yeah.
Which, you know, maybe that's Gold Coast, maybe that's him. But if I was another team looking for a pickup, he'd be a handy one.
Let's put it this way. It can't be 100% either of those, can it?
Yeah.
No.
It's both. It has to be.
Yeah. And when you've got a young lad who's just made it to AFL, surely you're at maximum motivation. And if you're not, well, that speaks poorly of him.
And they've lost the young Colajasny.
Yeah.
And Aaron Hall, who was traded. Was he traded to North?
Superstar.
He's
absolute superstar.
He can be.
Yeah.
He's had some games where he's kicked 6 goals and had 30 touches.
Against tough opposition, too.
Against good opposition.
I mean, you know, the only question is how many Brownlows is he going to win?
I reckon I can answer that.
Yeah.
3 or 4?
Well, I was going to say you can count it on your. I can count it on my ovaries.
Yeah, it's going to be 4 call.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how he goes in a better side. And there you go, you can relish in that the player's actually gone to North Melbourne and is joining a better side.
Pretty stoked to be there. Hey, we had a couple.
Yes, exactly. So there's outs, and there was a bunch of other outs of players that nobody would be able to recognise anyway except the most diehard Gold Coast fans. So
well, that's funny.
I'm skipping them.
I could recognise more of their ins than their current team.
It's because their ins are pretty fucking good. Their ins are
pretty good. We'll start with Corey Ellis and Anthony Miles. Two blokes that just missed out on the Tigers premierships. Yeah.
Corey Ellis was always like there or thereabouts, but you just couldn't slot him in regards to matching up with oppositions.
Yeah.
Mm. And Anthony Miles just didn't perform at AFL level for Richmond.
Yeah.
But in the VFL, he killed it. So I think going to a team like Gold Coast with no pressure, I think he's going to be a gun.
He's going to be best 22.
Yeah.
I don't think he played a game last year, did he?
But no.
He would have won the Tigers best and fairest in the VFL, yeah. or maybe top three.
Almost got us into the granny as well.
Yeah.
With a kick out of the siren.
He's one of those players that was sort of third best for his position in a premiership winning side.
Exactly.
So he'll be the first by daylight in the Gold Coast.
And the Tigers had an enviable injury list the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So his opportunities were limited as well.
Exactly. And just the chance that he had, he just didn't perform at the A level. But there's all different factors for that. And I feel like I think he's going to go to Gold Coast and be their best and fairest for the year.
Yeah, and it'll be a good money spitter for him too, because he knows he's going to get the good gear from Dusty. So he'll be able to
very true. Yeah, be able to just up
see, Jakey King heading Gold up there Coast. A bit.
That's in some restaurants.
From Geelong, they've got George Haaland-Smith and Jordan Murdoch. Yeah. Murdoch's got a bit of toe about him, but I don't rate him all that much. And Haaland-Smith, I mean, again, he's a 23rd best player at Geelong.
Yeah.
But you're paying not much for him. Exactly. So I think he's a value bet.
They're paying not much for anybody. I mean,
pretty
much all their players are top-up players and
unwanted
from their previous clubs, as opposed to the ones they got rid of. But anyway. And Jack Hompsch from Port Adelaide. Not a bad pickup.
I actually
like him. Yeah. I think he's a leader as well.
So he's going to slot into Stephen May's position spot, down back, you'd suspect. I think it's still a downgrade, but he's a good, honest player.
Well, he's a leadership group player as well.
You know what you're going to get out of him.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad pickup. And, of course, they're high draft picks. Everyone warned them not to take the South Australians, but they did anyway.
Yeah.
So they got Lukosius and Rankine and one of the twins.
Yeah. I mean, South Australia always fail at recruiting their own best players anyway, so fuck them.
I'm still shocked that Ben Jarman didn't get picked up. But anyway.
Well, I got delisted. Yeah.
But Ben King.
Ben King.
Is he better than Max?
Well, Max got picked higher, but I was a little bit surprised that they went to the two South Australians. If I was him, I would have gone to the two Kings and picked up the twins and then, you know, saw what was left at their, I think pick six was their third pick or something around that. But look, the King boys, give them 2 years.
Yeah.
They're still a little bit skinny, but goddamn, they look like monsters in the making.
Mm. But, so give them 2 years. Do you reckon they'll sign a 3-year contract?
I am not sure. I vaguely remember reading something that they might have already signed an extension.
Yeah, because if you're Gold Coast, you are trying to sign like all their draft picks from the last probably two drafts up to 3-year contracts.
Yeah, they want to try and lock some players in just so they can get some consistency out of their squad. Yeah.
Or good draft picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think with all three of those, they're not. They're going to get games this year. You know, as first-year players, which is good for them. But they're not going to be world beaters yet. You just want to see glimpses of what they can do.
Well, that's the thing. It's like catch-22, too. You go to a team that's not very good, which means you get experience on the field.
You play 3 years in the VFL.
But you don't have leaders who can show you, you know, that shortcut on how to become a smart player. Hmm. Whereas you go to a good team, you might only play a couple of games.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
gangs, but you've got people on the training track who will show you how to actually have that culture in you, that
the
training
craft.
Track. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but by the same token, you want to overpay and end up with a Gary Ablett, who's a superstar, but hasn't really left the club in the best long-term position.
Yeah, it's just the wrong fit for them.
Yeah, he was.
Let's be honest. So that's their ins. So let's have a look at their draw for this year. Their double-ups are Adelaide, Brisbane Carlton, GWS and the Saints. That's about as good as you could hope for, I think.
Well, Brisbane Carlton and the Saints, they should go in with a plan to win.
Well, Brisbane's going to be tough because I think they're one of the big improvers this year. Their upwards trajectory has been well spoken about.
I'm not betting on them. I'm just saying they should go in with that, hoping to win.
But Carlton are terrible. Saints are going to be worse than they were this year. And GWS are on the way down as well.
Yeah.
So there's opportunities there. That's as kind a draw as they could have hoped for.
Yeah. And I'm tipping Gold Coast to surprise a few teams this year. I think they've got some ins that just not going to give a fuck. They're keen to play footy. They're in good form. And they're going to come in there and start tearing it up.
Well, when we look at the ladder predictions, they won't be surprising too many. But
That. Well, the thing about their draw too is, though, they don't have a particularly long, hard stretch. Like, they start with St Kilda. And then by round four, it's Carlton. So, you know, only a couple of rounds in there of tough matches. And then they've got, you know, Brisbane in six. And then, you know, St Kilda in 13 again. They don't really have that long stretch of, holy fuck, this is going to grind us and kill us. So they can have at least every month and a half or month or so. And a match where they can go, all right, no, this
we've got
is
a
our,
chance with this
we
one.
Can run with this one. We can run in it.
Yeah, well, there's a danger with that as well. In that you've got, you know, like you say, a game against a Carlton. And then you've got three games against, you know, mid-range teams. You go, you know what? In 4 weeks, we play St Kilda. Let's look at that one.
Yeah.
And you forget about the ones in between. You just go through the motions.
Well, to be fair, I think that's what they're doing.
And they probably will, you know. Even if they decided, you know what, we're really going to try. We're really going to beat West Coast this week. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, you never know. They could play in a monsoon like they did against North in round one this year and surprise somebody with a 5-goal winning score.
You get the breeze.
Was it something like that?
I think three of them for four quarters.
I think three of them were sockered.
Yeah, I reckon two of them were just taking their word for it because the scoreboard couldn't see. Okay. Who's going to have a big year for them? And on that, who's their captain?
Swallow.
You reckon it's to be Swallow?
Yeah, it has to be.
I don't know who else it could be.
Yeah, let's be honest. He's the only bloke you know of besides Peter Wright and Sam Day.
Well, I mean, Jack Martin could be.
Yeah, nah.
Do you really need a captain?
No. I love it. Go in without a captain.
No.
The anti-Sydney Swans.
Just get someone's kids to toss the coin. Pick which way to go. Who gives a fuck?
Or just don't have anybody go in there and just go, right, well, the other captain, what do you want to
do? Don't care. Take a pick.
Lose 22 tosses for the year.
Yeah. You can keep possession and pick which way you're going.
Like I say, or they go the other way and have 22 captains each week, which is just, you know...
Well, no, yeah, no 7, one wants 22 leadership group.
Yeah. No one wants 22 tosses. Bang.
But if they went
I think
in
it
with,
has to be Swallow.
If they went in with 22 captains, you reckon the Swans are going to go, shit, fucking work it up to that. I mean, it could be Swallow. It could be Jack Martin. I mean,
no, I think it has to be Swallow because he's the only one with that on-field
experience.
On
field before.
I want to call it hardness, but it's more recklessness.
Swallow is a hard man. I don't know about that.
Well, he's not.
It's consistent.
I think he's just goofy and knocks people out.
Well, maybe.
What about Harbrow?
No.
Exactly. You're just trying to think of people.
All right, no captain. That's what I'm saying. No captain. It's going to be communist Gold Coast. Well, they played the first game in China. I feel like...
That could be a good...
Bit of Huawei sponsorship.
Good marketing angle.
What about Anthony Miles?
No.
Performs well under pressure.
Do you reckon they just make Lukosius captain and admit that he's going to leave next year?
I don't think they've hired Mark Neild. No. So who do we think is going to have a big year for them? And Swallow's one, he's got to take himself out of... He's not a superstar by any stretch of the imagination, but he's got to do something now because they need a leadership in the middle.
I don't think he needs a big year, just a consistent one. Like, just every week, turn up, put in.
Yeah.
And off the track too, show that you're putting in the yards. And by all accounts, he has a really good training mentality. Like, he works hard, but he needs to work 10 times harder now to just show the rest of the team how it's done.
Yeah.
Well, like I said before, I think Miles is going to be their best and fairest this year. I think he's going to come out there and absolutely tear it up.
Yeah.
I think he's in really fine form. He's looking fit as fuck.
He's got the opportunity. And the way to tear it up is by giving 2-meter Peter delivery.
Well, exactly.
Because
yeah.
the bloke's fucking massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to stay on the field too, doesn't
this
he?
This is true. But if he doesn't stay on the field, who takes full forward?
Yeah, Day.
And then you've lost your centre-half forward, so who takes that? You're going to have to put...
Ben King.
Yeah, drop him in. And, you know, he's a massive lad, but it's different he's being a truck with other smaller trucks and then trying to get in with a Big Max.
I don't know if he's played against men before either.
Yeah, that's it. There is something to that old man strength.
Yeah, like, yeah, there's also something to old man fucking sneakiness.
There's something to young bravado and old man strength that's just, you can't beat it.
He's a big lad, but he just takes one, you know, pinch of the cods and all of a sudden he's not feeling it.
I put down Jack Martin as well.
I want that to be true.
I wanted to talk about him a little bit. He still looks like he needs a good feed, I reckon, but he does have some talent.
He does,
It's hard to judge with Gold Coast, though, because a lot of times they're blown out of the water, and you're like, whatever.
He's still the last person trying.
Yeah, or you know, there's times he's picked up 26 touches and you go, but you haven't done nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly right. You go, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, well, Statbook says it.
Ablett did that and got a Brownlow. I remember we went to the game, we were like, oh, he's done fuck all, hasn't he? And then you look at the
40.
Thing, 40. You're like, shit, jeez. Where'd they come from?
Yeah, but that's very much their way. I remember there was one game this year we watched Geelong where they had six possessions, Selwood and Dangerfield, and they'd moved the ball 20 metres.
Yeah.
And I thought any one of you could have taken one bounce and covered the same distance. But anyway, that's just the way they like to play. So besides though, I mean, Day, if he stays fit, 2 metre Peter, if he stays fit. Jared Witts, who had a great year last year and looked like he could really
get
cement
traded.
his spots up there.
Two who I also want to see have good years is Lockie Weller and Callum Archie on the wings.
Yeah.
Those two are better players than I think they've shown.
Yep.
I think they've shown they're better players than they are at Gold Coast.
Yeah.
They traded big for Lockie Weller too. They gave up pick two for him, didn't they? Or something like that.
Lockie wanted to go there, so...
Yeah, and somebody wanted to be there. They're like, well, fine.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah, make that happen.
Yeah.
And sign up to a 4-year contract. I like Lockie Weller. I think he's got something about him.
Could be captain. Could be a captain.
Might happen.
Any of them could be. I've also, now, usually we do who's on the outer and who's, you know, playing for their careers. Nobody.
No. I think there's some coaches there, but I don't know. No,
but Stuart Jew's in his second year.
Stuart, just assistants. I mean, it was pretty worrying when, you know, zero coaches or actually one coach showed up to training one day.
I think some coaches
on inside knowledge that one, yes.
I think some coaches on the outer just because they've got resumes flying around the place.
Well, I think they've got some new coaches on board as well.
They do. I think they only kept three coaches.
Yeah, they did a bit of clear out. Matty Primus might have been one that they cleared out.
Yeah.
And a couple of others. And the names are just going out of my head right now. But I think Andrew Swallow has gone up there.
All right.
Yeah, which, I'd still say he's not the greatest on field leader, but he's been around the traps.
And there's been a couple of other coaches that the names have just escaped me right now, but they've done some changes in that department as well. I was surprised that Matty Primus had such a career up there as long as he did.
Me too.
Anyway, that's the way it goes.
Christian said no one to coach for half the time.
So there's nobody else that's really in trouble because they're all young and
you can't be in trouble in Gold Coast. I think if you are, then holy fuck.
Well, you can be trouble in the papers.
Coke, that's why.
Yeah. I think if you're the list manager or if you're the contract administrator, then you might be in a bit of strife if things don't turn out.
I don't know if they have one.
Their list manager is pretty much who's available.
He actually has come to work for like 2 years and they haven't noticed yet.
Now, their medico's in fucking trouble. Like, that bloke hasn't kept people on the field. And to be fair, half of them have probably been more mental issues.
Yeah, or just didn't give a shit.
Yeah,
that's as much as a mental issue as anything else.
I've done a hammy. Have you really?
Just take some coke.
Good enough.
Fine.
All right. So, lastly, we always do our ladder predictors. So, where do we think the Gold Coast Suns are going to be finishing in 2019?
I've got them taking a bit of a hike up the ladder this year. Actually,
finishing exactly the same as places they did last year.
That's correct.
17th.
Exactly. 17th.
Yeah, I've got them dropping to the bottom.
Yeah, I'm going to do the bottom as well. I think that they're actually going to play better footy this year, but they just haven't got the cattle. They're not ready.
I think their list is probably, for 2019, their list is worse than last year.
Yeah, of course it is.
The upside is much greater.
We're saying that their ins are okay, but they're only just okay. Their outs, Lynch and May, they're best backman and the best forward. What more do you want?
I think their ins have spectacular potential. But it's potential.
No, I No, they have good potential. There's nothing spectacular
there's
about
them. There's
no key
player there that's going to change things.
Besides, the draft picks are.
Yeah. That's something. Rankine, King, Lukosius, I think they can be superstars of the game, potentially.
Yeah, 2020. But 2022.
Every year, every team thinks they've picked up a superstar of the game.
Of course they do.
Yep. So, you know, it's always going to be hit and miss. Just ask Carlton. But I think Carlton recruited slightly better and improved a lot more in the offseason than Gold Coast did.
I do think Gold Coast will still be looking like, from round one, they'll be looking at, right, who's in the draft this year?
I
don't know how they went with trading future picks and if they got any more, but considering they had three picks in the top six this year, I don't think they'd have much cards left in their hand to be able to play to get multiple top 10 picks next year, unless they trade number one, because it's likely they're going to get the number one pick.
Yeah. And they'd probably look at it.
You've got to consider it. I mean,
if you trade number one for two top 20s, I say that net positive. Mm. Especially for that team.
Yeah, I mean, I go a little bit higher than that. I reckon
two top 15s.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You know, a top 10 and then pick 12, something like that. I don't know. But it depends on what the draft pool's like, and let's face it, nobody knows it.
Depends on what they need, too, because at the moment, their rucks look a bit fragile.
I disagree. Witt's had a great year last year. He was never in contention for All-Australian, but he would have been, you know, top six ruckman and got around the ground as well.
Yeah, but he hasn't had a lot of cutout.
Obviously, Peter Wright is getting back into it as well. He just needs to grow into his body a little bit. You know, big fellas take a little bit longer.
Yeah, but I see Wright as much better staying at home at forward. He's like a Ben Brown. Like, you need him at forward with room and with someone else being an option to take away that cutout defender.
Yeah, and they're a year or two off that.
Yeah,
so
I think so.
It's going to be a struggle for them. But they've done their cleaning the decks. They've cleaned the decks of players. They've got a bunch of draft picks in. They've tried to change the culture.
Yeah, they've got a brand new deck, actually.
Brand new deck, almost literally.
So if you're their list manager, do you say, all right, no, we're just going to keep going back to the draft year after year? Or do you go,
going to work.
Or do you say, all right, we are going to get a superstar in, not a Gary Ablett superstar, but, you know, a player who's going to fill our need and try and shortcut this?
You take the number one draft pick because if they traded in someone, let's say a Dusty Martin right now, what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
I don't think a Dusty Martin, but you look at someone like, I don't know. Who's a hard man?
Look,
here we go.
Luke Hodge can go up there. He could go across town.
Look, anybody over the age of 24 is a waste of time.
Fair enough.
So that leaves it, you know, limited somewhat. Maybe even, that's what they're looking at. So the reason I picked Dusty Martin is, you know, he's 27, and probably the best player in the competition on his day. He's going to be too old by the time that Lukosius, Rankine and King, 23, 24, when they're really going to be hitting their straps. Yeah. So that's why you take the number one draft pick, you get another gun, you hope, or, you know, you get the pick of the litter, and they're 12 months younger than these guys, but their peaks, you know, just about the same time.
Yeah.
So then you've got a core group of five or six players that are all Australian quality at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you just try and hang on to them. See, that's what they've got to do, and convince these boys to stay.
I'd throw cash at someone like Petrarca.
Too old even. Like, he's probably, 23, 24?
Yeah, but I still think when he's around 27 is when he could be that just probably at the top edge of his peak.
Maybe, but I mean, they want to hang on to a bit of cash as well, you know, because hopefully these guys are worth it and they want to spend it on them.
We hope so.
Keep them there, yeah.
But if they keep getting rookie contracts in, then they're going to have a bit of cash in hand. Yeah. But I mean, it's one of those ones where they can't recruit another Gary Ablett, like you said, a Dustin Martin, because there's no real point.
Weston.
But if you do need to build a culture of, I guess, arrogance or, you know, aggression or, I don't know, unsociability or something, because they're super nice people.
Just pride. You can call it just pride.
Pride at work.
Yeah, we're not accepting losses. And it's a big turnaround in that kind of culture for Gold Coast if they achieve that. All right, I think that'll do us for them.
Yeah, I mean, good luck. Hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, but we won't be.
No.
Dead last.
Have a good one.
Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.